Official Kwame and DJ Loft have got the juice.
Time
to chop it up. This is Plantain Chips, the podcast.
I mean, what kind of a level will make you want to forget her? We watch Black Panther together. Now we Wakanda forever. Break up or never. You leave me under the weather. Blue tick, return to the sender. Move it, return to the sender.
Know yourself.
Pick a struggle.
Here and now.
Boys, they hustle.
Show yourself.
Boys, they bubble.
Who
we be?
Wakanda
forever.
Wakanda forever.
Say Wakanda forever.
Say Wakanda forever.
Forever, we shine like diamonds forever. We make it rain any weather. Only into the cheddar. Every day we be litty. Yeah, that we care forever. My diva stay in my pocket. Rest in peace, Nelson Mandela. So I ride like what? Pull up in the 911. When I ball, call 911. What I done? Hope you know the 411. And you know we go all night long. Show my Josie, my Geller. We get in it like Coachella. Burn that La Vuvuzela. You know Kaki, no be Lela.
Hallelujah, holla back, and welcome to the 2019 edition of the Plantain Chips podcast. Of course, my name is Official Kwame, aka Kwame Kardashian, aka I think I'm leaving the DH Cardi B out, find something else. And of course, I'm here with the one, the only,
Ghana's most dangerous, DJ Marie DeLoft.
But yes, we have exciting things for you guys. We're going to have a whole bunch of giveaways and fun stuff and, I don't know, other things and things. But right now, let's chop the onions and tomatoes and jump straight into the music.
Like what you hear. Subscribe, comment, and share using the hashtag Plantain Chips Podcast.
Hey, remember couldn't get a 20 from my mom. Now I drop 20 on a lap cause I'm on. I feel the love when I'm riding through the city. But I see him looking at me, pray the bullets don't hit me from the side. Yeah, but legends never die, no. Yeah, good weed in my lungs, and you know where I'm at. Straight from the slums, and I can't go back. No, I won't go back. No, I keep on roll for my dead homies.
Okay, now answer, I stop and rapid fire. Popo wanna break a down rapid fire. Hoping for a better now rapid fire. Bria, bria, ba bamba. Okay, now answer, I stop and rapid fire. Popo wanna break a down rapid fire. Hoping for a better now rapid fire. Bria, bria, ba bamba. Okay, now feeling not like it's a lie. Hit her with another line. Freaky, but I socialize like this. Sober, but I feel the wine. She missed the bad times. And they wanna beat a rhyme like this. Okay, now somebody slurs. Wanna figure out how almighty flirt. Super missing, cause she cuss like paper. Wanna ring her with my almighty lurk. Me come like the nurse, so me. Me kill a bomba, bomba, so. Me kill her with the biggie, bomba, bomba, so. Me kill her one split around one drink. Kiss her, me not like the crunch of a boss.
Me kill him with the rapid fire. Kill him with the rapid fire. With the rapid fire. Send me KO with the rapid fire. KO with the rapid fire. Yeah.
Tracing diamonds and rubies like I'm daughter to Jacob the jeweler.
Okay, now answer, stop and rapid fire. Popo wanna break a down rapid fire.
been for a bit around rapid fire. For real, for real, for real, for real, for real.
Don't you do that? Banana step by this my station. Wagon, readiness. But send me a tell them relegation. Artistic champion, vibration. I'm a lot of them is a different time. Send me redemption, send me get it. None of what you thinking, God operate me. Send me haters. Now me a see them brothers turning to traitors. Nobody miss the fucking leaders turning preachers. Send me a tell them all a man me believer. Man a believer. Send me haters. Send me a see many brothers turning snitches. The prophet lying to them believers. Send me tell ya me man me believer. Man me believer. Bad vibes they a terminate. Terminate. Over here we jubilate, jubilate. Bad vibes we are terminate, terminate. Alright, we jubilate, jubilate. Bad vibes we are terminate, terminate. Over here jubilation, jubilate. Bad man we are terminate, terminate. So we are jubilate, jubilate.
They can't hear me for your promo. Tell me why you're dissing on the low low. Say me gonna watch me like a homo. So you think I be a low low? Brother, this for your demanding. On the beat, I feel like put you bantin. They get it, but they feel like want a fountain. When they see me, cause they do me back then. Yeah. I look like a tabula, like an espectacular. She love the boy, she send me head, they be like Maradona. I smoke piss out of Vina, I feel like Sarajeva. Tell in the box, you know the boy, I be like Maradona. I look like a tabula, like an espectacular. She love the boy, she send me head, they be like Maradona. I smoke piss out of Vina, I feel like Sarajeva. Tell in the box, you know the boy, I be like Maradona.
Bad vibes, we are terminate, terminate. Over here we jubilate, jubilate. Bad vibes, we are terminate, terminate.
I'm an African girl. Oh, he might be hot, but Nicki Minaj. I might down one shot, two shots, keep the speakers bumping. She just want push and eat and then wear up to something. I'm an African girl. She hot, but Nicki Minaj. I'm an African girl. Oh, he might be bad, but Nicki Minaj. Look who's coming in, straight from the dungeon. High fear for such clothes, your mom struggling. Be behind your permanent, on pay me paper. If I give her some, I'll later. Send her, she moves to the baseline. Y'all like they feel high, always wine. Many balls, so I then if it fine, if it fine. Yeah, rock me like I did the sun. Then we spot all these VRs, make you never play with my love. Baby, I may be added with caution. Don't get involved in what I scale it with thy heart. I never play on him. Then get the wrong perception of me. So they might say things that be totally false. You know me more, you know me. I might down one shot, two shots, keep the speakers pumping. She just won't push and eat and then we're up to something. I want me yard with my African girl. She hot like Nicki Minaj. I want me yard with my African girl. Or him I be back past Nicki Minaj.
I'm a yard with my African girl. Your body make my body de charge. I'm a yard with my African girl. Or him I be back past Nicki Minaj. Yeah, I want to something. Something me I don't like long thing. Long thing. If I want to jump in, jump in. You go say, Jalaba, baby, bad.
Girl, if your body does a water, link up, shut up on a clinical doctor. Say, oh, I pocket off your father. Before your father, I can realize you have a daughter.
Be a big girl, oh no, I'm specialized. Close in the eyes, do you see paradise? I use it, only shot a treat to right. Our wedding, question, I go there, right?
Can I repeat myself? Give your body just a water. Link up, shut up on a clinical doctor. Choose it, oh, I pocket off your father. Before your father, I can realize you have a daughter.
Be a big girl, oh no, I'm specialized. Close in the eyes, do you see paradise? I use it, only shot a treat to right. Our wedding, question
yata,
I'll go
get
it right.
I might down one shot, two shots, keep the speakers pumping. She just won't push and eat and then we're up to something. I want me yard with my African girl. She hot like Nicki Minaj. I want me yard with my African girl. I am my back past Nicki Minaj.
DJ Loft is dropping them so clean, it's squeaky. This is Plantain Chips, the podcast.
Angelina, you the cool in my temperature. If you call, I go come deliver. I no go fall in your hand never. So now me, you could love forever. I'm a cocky, no feeble letter. I'm a Angelina, I'm a Angelina. Oh, me all down. Anytime when I see you for the club or the television, your body. Sure you know no say the thing when you carry 50 kilos on body. You know I feel a vibe, you feel a vibe. So baby, wine it for me, yeah. And I know you shy, but it's cool when we're making love. On the low, 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 on the low. Angelina, Angelina, they cool in my temperature. If you call, I go come deliver. I no go fall in your hand never. So now me, you go love forever. I'm a cocky, no feeble letter. I'm a Angelina, Angelina. I'm a Angelina, Angelina. Oh no. So when I want to come out, make a signal you. But you want to invest in your me like an interview. I'm gonna put a ring on your finger too. And be a better guy, guy. Be a better guy, guy. On the low, on the low, on the low.
Heavy on road, bad bitch chillin' and they say they won't roll. Guys been the illest for a minute on cold. Me, you just they got them if you know you won't show. Tell them I'm a legend, 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 legend. Making nobody follow me, Jack down. And it's nobody but me, Jack down. Legend, 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 legend. Making nobody follow me, Jack down. And it's nobody but me, Jack down. Never say anything you see me when you see me. When I pull up in the Bentino, say I be legend, 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 legend. So make you forgive me, make you free me. If I bring your girlfriend to the party, I be legend, legend, legend.
No trouble, no bar. You don't know the carry man fly. Trouble to sleep, you for shine your eye. Make you no envy another man's eye. You for what you miss, do not finish your race.
Keep.
bad camps a great fall. Man no stay a crab by plan best. You ban a hoop.
Stop.
Baby concentrate. Sometimes celebrate. Guy go irritate. Moko sane le moko ye.
for my money, oh, drama. Make a day for you, honey, oh, drama. Now me be the daddy, oh, drama. Now you go be the mommy, oh, drama. My fine, fine baby, oh, drama. Make a day for you, honey, oh, drama. Oh, yeah, take everything, big, big, big. Check them out, big, big, big. Gucci sneakers, big, big, big. Gucci snake, big, big, big. Take everything, big, big, big. Check them out, big, big, big. Gucci sneakers, big, big, big. Girl, we go love me for love. We go tell me everything they cool when everything they bad for me. I the funny when we open my mind. Girl, we go cool my mind. We go make everything they cool. We go love, we go show me the way. I'ma not do me girl, whoa, drama. My love for you not true, drama. I go love you with money, yo, drama. I go love you with body, yo, drama. I'ma not do me girl, whoa, drama. My love for you not true, drama. I go love you with body, yo, drama. I go love you with money, yo, drama. Oh yeah, take everything, big, big, big. Check them out, big, big, big. Gucci sneakers, big, big, big. Gucci snake, big, big, big. Take everything, big, big, big. Check them out, big, big, big. Gucci sneakers, big, big, big. Gucci snake, big.
Like what you hear. Subscribe, comment, and share using the hashtag Plantain Chips Podcast.
It's DJ Loft. Loft.
Shut down Empire.
It's CT on the beat.
I'm a sea brother. Spend all your money. They get up, say she no do. You can't they cry.
They carry woman go club. You spend all your money. They get up, say she no do. You can't they cry.
You carry woman go club. You spend all your money. They get up, say she no do. You can't they cry.
For you, baby, for you, woman. I know I'm Mr. Jackson.
All right, guys, time to chop the onions, beans, and tomatoes. It is time for item 13, please. All phones on silent, stop work. It is time to stop working. Of course, I am joined by my two favorite panelists, Joseph Inti, who is the creator of Off the Top, and what's that mic thing?
Sincerely Accra for now.
Okay, and sincerely,
can I mention my name? I'm Aubrey Menta.
Aubrey?
No. I am Aubrey Menta. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, so first topic, shall we discuss Burna Boy? Now, Burna Boy was announced alongside Mr. Easy as the two African artists who are going to be performing at Coachella. Not Beachella anymore because Beyonce is not coming back. Ariana Grande is now going to be there.
What?
I like her. I like her.
Why do you like Ariana Grande? We'll get to that later.
Why shouldn't he?
Yeah, I do. I realize that I have a lot of her music and her Sweetener album was the shit for me.
Okay.
So yeah, Burna is performing.
She has a personal preference to not like nice things, basically.
What the hell do you mean by the personal preference?
No, let's talk about Burna now. Let's talk about Burna. We'll come back to this.
So first and foremost, Burna was announced as one of the performers for Coachella on the same day that Ariana is headlining. Mm. And he was throwing a fit because his name was in small letters.
Well, see.
Is he justified or not?
This is the thing. Just like Shatta Wale, I feel like Burna Boy changed his weed, man. And I don't know.
Wow.
There's just... No, because there's no reason why, like, he should go on such a rant. One, Coachella is not in Africa. Mm. Okay, so the audience is different. Burna has had a successful 2018. You're big in Africa. Let's say, let's be adventurous and say in Africa. Me, I don't know the facts.
He is an African giant.
Yes, yeah. African giant.
He is.
But first of all, the location of Coachella, where it is, you're not as big as the other people. In fact, there are other big artists globally in small print.
Yes.
They only put one person, who is the headliner, in large print. And he know, I don't want
even
to think
Wizkid,
that he
even when he
know.
Was supposed to perform.
Yeah.
He wasn't in
he
big
He knows
letters.
It's an exercise in futility. So for you to go on a whole rant and then mention them and actually put them, like, what is it? It's a design. They put the headliner in large fonts and every other supporting act in smaller fonts.
Yeah. Well,
you know, maybe Burna thinks this is like one of those award shows where they give the award to the black guy from Africa in the backstage. Maybe that's how he feels about this.
Well, no. Then he might
he's
not be familiar.
Enough,
he, was,
he
should
know
Coachella by
from
now.
From his arguments, he was trying to act like he was standing for something. Standing for African artists, big African artists.
Okay, fine.
That, but
and
I
will agree when he says that he's an African giant. Yes, he is. And he probably had one of the most successful 2018s.
Yeah.
And I honestly also think that Ye is the biggest African song of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to Coachella, this is not new.
Yeah.
I've seen SZA and everybody else's name in like, oh, sure, SZA like maybe might have started not... Like,
don't do my sis like that.
She really didn't start like 2 seconds ago.
She's
been in the game for like maybe a good 5-7
years.
Like really, really popular. Really, really popular and mainstream for
and
like the past.
No, this is.
Let me just
that was some good
that
publicity.
This layout.
For him.
Oh, it was great publicity.
Of
good publicity.
So you think that it was a publicity stunt?
That's how I feel. Because I know for
to
a
make
fact.
Him and
I know for a fact Burna Boy knows that if you are not that big, if you are not headlining.
Exactly.
You are not going to be in
because
big
this design layout is not new. They
no,
did
it's
the
not.
Same thing
exactly.
last year.
Exactly.
You know, but you know that's true. Publicity stuff. I think it's publicity.
People
and
also argue.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but this guy was on the bill, Dylan Francis.
Yes.
I don't even know who he is.
Yes.
But,
okay, he's an artist also.
Yes.
Okay. So like he actually posted like all the years that
yes.
he was on the bill for Coachella, and he was like.
4 years
the first
in a row,
time he was like
the smallest.
The, yeah, the smallest.
And, like,
the last line.
The one that
up.
The black people don't read.
Do we read at all?
Wow, yes, we fucking read.
Okay, but I believe you. Publicity stunts,
yeah.
Definitely. Because, but I don't know if he it got the effect he wanted because
it
I
did.
Don't think.
It really did.
No, in here.
It
here,
did. It
on this continent. You think that the Americans are losing sleep over, like,
no,
who
no,
is
no,
this
no,
guy?
No, not them. They,
exactly.
It doesn't matter for them.
No.
But
if you're
going to
do
there.
A publicity stunt like this, I think you should do it with the, having in mind that, okay, maybe I will rattle Coachella,
mm-hmm.
and then like the Americans and everything will see it.
Yeah.
But if
it
that
like
didn't
they
happen,
didn't
then it's just a misguided.
You know, I feel like they did see it, but if they wanted to act on it, is a thing. Because
like,
you know, low-key, we have a buzz in Africa right now. If
yeah.
you do something, they catch onto it.
Yeah.
Any the smallest.
I'm surprised
thing.
That they didn't catch this. I really thought
I'm sure
that
they
might.
They just want
to
let it go.
No, but Aubrey, you know that these big, you know, corporations or whatever, their social media is run by interns. So, probably, like, the internet is like, who is I don't know him.
I don't know her. Gowns, yeah, beautiful gowns.
Exactly. Honestly, because if it was like maybe let's say YG or someone who did the same thing, it would be worth like TMZ news and stuff. So maybe
YG? They would. Well, that's true.
No, yeah. Come that's on, true. Please. YG. Okay. In the last 2 years.
Okay, okay, okay.
Yes.
Because, you know, I saw Pusha T like down there.
I mean, 3 years ago.
He didn't even do a fit.
You see, exactly. Because they know. But then people on Twitter also argued that Burna Boy had been supposed to headline or was booked as one of the headlining for a couple of shows in Ghana.
G-H
where
rocks.
His face was right there. He said he was and his sick. Name was in capital letters. And he didn't come. But he did also tweet that he didn't go for like 4 shows. It wasn't only Ghana.
It wasn't just that. Native Land, he was a headliner and he didn't show up.
So Darko Vibes and RJZ have released 2 new singles after the links to... Excuse
look,
me.
The links to...
Okay. Sorry, the Hamatan
I said this off air and I'm going to say it again. Like, entire of last year, 2018, mm-hmm. La Meme Gang, I feel like the person where you really grow musically art, well, like with his art as well, is RJZ.
Thank you.
Yeah. All his verses.
Oh my goodness. I don't
with
know.
With you, but I'm not yours. All his verses. Yeah, I had a problem with that song, but then I went for a show, they performed that, and everybody was singing, and I'm like, wow, RJZ has a hit.
Let me tell you something about the publicity stunt. Let me tell you something about that publicity stunt. It was well done.
It was
sensational. Well done. And if I ever have the chance, I want to speak to those two ladies, and I just want to know how they choreographed that whole thing so that the hotel believed it. The screenshots of the messages from when, like
they really made it.
It was really well done. Because me, there's no way anybody can make me believe that that thing was actually true.
Nah, they
because the song came out like the next day,
and
the video
the
came
song
out.
Was recorded like ages ago.
Exactly.
And
so
the
like,
video came like
so they thought on it. It was like, how do we make like you know social media is our thing? That's one thing I'm gonna give Love Him. Like, I feel like they use the things that they have to put themselves where they are, which is social media, and they have done it so well. Like me, if ever I go back to teaching again and I have to teach like social media marketing strategy, whatever, I will invite those guys to speak because like. You guys have no
they
idea.
They really did it. And I feel people are not giving credit because they are still saying they are just on Twitter. Nah, fam.
But look at them now.
These guys were on the like, Coachella stage.
Yo, they're
and they
on
moved
every stage.
The crowd they're more so than even Medical to... did.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even me more than Medical did. I feel like, you know, bigger things are in store for them. Because look, I feel like the proximity to WizKid now, all they need is like, can you imagine a WizKid feature? Like an actual.
Don't you think it's already in the works?
It's already in the works. I'm sure it's I was seeing Darko Vibes in the Tokyo video. And it's already happening. So that's my thing. You will say, oh, they're on Twitter, but look at where they are.
But wait a minute, that's where Chrissy Arthur started too. So people better stop with that.
With
like,
the ground up challenge.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a look in Ghana, there's a lot of selective. Okay, this is what I'll say. Much like Cardi B, I think that over here in Ghana, we only give people like love when they have one of those stories where it's like, oh, I came from nothing. Because that's literally Kwesi Afe's story, if you think about it.
Yes.
You know, him not being able to pay for his school.
They didn't give him
his certificates. He couldn't go to uni. Like, that story, even the way he put out his first email with his grandmother on the cover and stuff.
Yeah.
So, it makes people endearing to them. Yeah. Whereas you see La Meme Gang, these guys come off a little bit as snobbish, hair dye, vibe. Like, so, it's so easy to hate them.
And also, you left them.
But they make some damn good fucking music.
Then they eat boys and my girls. That's why boys don't really like them.
Are they the first people to do that?
Oh, please.
Oh, no. But, you know, in their minds,
but
also a struggling rapper.
This is speculative.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So allegedly,
they put in my girls.
We don't even. Yes. Anyway.
So yeah, what do you think about Obra and fucking Legend? The songs.
Yes, Obra.
Obra, yes. Sorry.
Obra. Are you white?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
I am.
Okay.
My name is Becky on the inner.
Mm.
What?
I'm lying.
Okay.
We will cancel you soon.
I feel like
I'm the one Beyonce was thinking about. It's me.
You wish.
I feel Obra was the perfect song for like his. Entry into 2019.
Same.
Yeah. Because last year he started with, I think it was Bononi.
Yeah, that was kind of
which had feels on the beat, and that song really didn't
but
move.
I liked it.
But the way that people received it was very
No, they didn't. He didn't put anything behind it.
They didn't push that
like,
song.
There was no promo.
Like, he also didn't really push Shut Down.
Yeah.
It was just like,
Shut
Down.
Listen!
Yeah.
Ah!
Darker Vibes, you really... IB, in fact, let me just talk to the source.
Ghost Twins.
IB, you need to take Shutdown and do something with it all.
It's not late, though, because the Ikechukwu video is coming. It really is. So I feel like it's not...
The Ikechukwu video?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw the artwork.
And yeah. With Ikechukwu with
okay, then the they need emoji. To give Shutdown more love.
Give it props.
Anyway, back to you.
So I feel like Obra, to the reception he got for Obra is wicked.
Yeah,
wicked. And pretty I really like that song.
Fucking legend.
Fucking legend, yo. Like, see... I don't know if, like, right now I'm, like, the biggest RJZ fan right
clearly,
now.
Clearly, just write this day. Write it all day.
Yeah, let me write it good, boss.
Wow.
Good.
That was such a setup. Going right into it.
See, fucking legend, RJZ. It was RJZ and Kid Black.
Yep.
Look, see, oh my goodness, Kid Black also noticed.
Okay, can we actually have, like, see, can we have a whole dissertation about
Kid
Black?
Anytime I hear that baritone, I am like, yes, come through and fuck
right,
up, like,
right.
Kwame, I know you wanted us to do like a short review of Linkstess, but I think we need like an entire episode for that.
Hey, okay.
Oh. Yeah, I really do.
I really
do feel like
Aubrey stay by plan, please.
No, I am so like anytime I hear people who say, "Oh, we're never feeling Linkstess," I get it. There's this thing that happens when like artists put out a great body of work for the first time,
exactly.
And then they put out a second one. It happened with the internet. It happened with oh no, Bryson Tiller really fucked up his second album.
No, I like that second album. That's the thing. I liked it. No, I really liked that album.
No,
I really liked it. Like,
and it's happening with Six Lack. Like,
let me tell you something. It's not happening with Black. And put some respect on his name. It's
Black.
Listen,
listen to what I'm saying. When you put out a body of work for the first time as an artist, it's so good. When the second one comes, no matter how good it is, people always like be like, nah, it's not hidden. That's what I'm saying, that it happened with the internet. The internet's second album is so good, but people are always like,
which one is it?
Oh, I'm not talking about the internet, sorry, Division.
Okay,
even the the second one, people are like, but I feel like it's good. That's what I'm saying.
You know what it is, also, I think it's because when that artist puts out their first body of work, that's the first time that you're hearing a complete project from them. And you have, like, there's no expectation. There's no reference before.
Exactly.
So now when there's, like, a second offering, it's like, but, like, you set your standard here. And it's not that what they're releasing next is subpar. It's just growth.
Yeah, because it's growth. That's the thing.
It's growth.
Because let me tell you, Linkstess is growth. Like, when you listen to, you hear that they've all grown.
Yeah.
Because, look, as great as Lamem, I think it was called Lamem, right? The first one.
Yeah.
As great as it is, if you actually listen, you realize that they weren't doing a lot. There were tracks where, like, it's one person carrying the whole song.
Uh-huh.
It's one person. But this time, like, people come together, and it's just such a beautiful mix.
So now, I've just loved seeing Kid Black.
They are gelling more
well.
As a collective.
Exactly. And, like, ooh, when I heard that Christina Love sample in, is this a spiritual song? No. There's this song in there.
I'm trying to
there's a sample on, I have to check. I went crazy. Like, can you imagine? Who would have thought?
No, I feel like people like hating popular things for no reason.
No,
just because it's popular.
It's actually fashionable to hate Lamem Gang as of now.
Yeah.
Especially after what North did.
What did he do?
Oh, you know when Kwame Eugene won, was it the Afrema?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
And then he was like, laughs in Lamem Gang. And I keep telling people, that was just North. Best new artist. That was just North. And everybody, like, came in for the Lamem Gang, like.
It was good promo.
Because it was just
And it was before Linkstess as well. It was, like, two, three days before.
See,
I knew it. I was like,
these guys set
And then Ayatsu had come inside, and Guda had just dropped. Like, the video had just dropped.
I said it. I was like, you guys are doing exactly. You see why I say I'm going to let them teach a course on, like, he knew what he was doing. Everybody's gonna be like, "Oh, you people!" So that when the album comes, like, let's check it out so that we can bash them.
Exactly.
You're giving them
let's go
streams,
to the concert.
You're giving them
see.
Their coins, and that's it. Like, honestly,
each time you tweet about Lamem not being good or them being like cocky or just being on Twitter, that's pub for somebody else to check them out.
Exactly.
Why does guy know they like them? Let me go listen to their music. More streams.
Merchandise came out the week after. It was sensational.
Everything.
I loved
was
it.
Just, yeah.
Well, speaking of groups, our favorite duo is back together. Joey and Papi Kojo are finally.
Daryl and Jason.
Music. Yes, Daryl and Jason. So yeah, Daryl put out "Greetings from Abroad" featuring Jason, and Jason put out "Balance" featuring Joey. Or is he just in the video?
No, Joey sings on it.
Yeah,
he's the hook.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, Joey B's hooks lately, like, he's always on it. Like,
he's doing the damn things.
So, I don't know whether Lamem Ide influenced Joey. I don't know how that is happening, but whatever they are doing, they need to keep it up because then they make beautiful music.
Yeah.
And I love it.
You're feeding off each other.
And I want to give Inshona Music his things right now. Like,
every last
bit. See, if he doesn't get a nod for Rapper of the Year, I'm throwing a fit. Like, I'm throwing a major fit because he really did it. And if like you've been paying attention to Inshona for a long while, you know that most of these popular things that happened like 6 years back from Obumo, Obumo, Tukalu, and all, it was all him.
Yeah, in fact, that's how I know Inshona Music.
Yeah, it was all Inshona Music.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Okay, here we go with a conspiracy. Aubrey, don't put us in trouble. Okay, he said allegedly.
I'm not allegedly.
Okay, go on.
He used to produce most of the hits that EL put his tag on.
Really?
Ooh. Allegedly.
Ooh. So like EL didn't do the beat and he'd be like
Allegedly.
He's going to jail. Period.
What?
Period.
But it'd be like we speech off topic small.
Allegedly. Go,
right?
Anyway.
Okay. Where are we?
So we're on Joey and
Papi. Yeah, Joey and Papi.
Oh my goodness.
So I saw this thread. See that thread? Joseph needs to get some money for it. See?
Oh, please.
Oh, no. Somebody got to run you your coins you for did, your thread, bro.
Because, no, I feel like people would have slept on the song for a while if you hadn't put that thread up. Because it made me really go watch the video like three, four more times. Yeah.
Oh, great.
That is honestly one of. I remember being in a conversation and someone saying that they're not sure whether Greetings of Abroad is someone that. Something that a DJ could play when they're out and people would jam. And I was like, are you joking?
No, but then again too, is that the purpose of every song?
No, exactly. Exactly. Every song has exactly to, but it is a jammable
but
song.
But it's such a jam, like, I can really just, is. Yeah. Like, first of all, that Bessie Simmons song that he sampled, I've been such a fan of it when I was growing up. You know,
and Papi Kojo's verse on that thing just finished.
He really killed me.
He gave me everything.
Yeah, so
everything.
When I heard the song, I was like, oh shit. I really used to like this song. And so I actually stopped watching the video. And then I went to look for the Bessie Simmons video. Then I was like, ah, wait, he's dressed like him. Like, he was doing the same thing.
Because
me, I was already expecting the whole nostalgia from Greetings from Abroad. Because I mean, Kwame probably doesn't know, but like, if you grew up in Ghana.
Hey, I was on Greetings from Abroad. Apparently, my family was on. Yes,
not
thank
you,
you very
your
much.
Family.
I was probably inside and I didn't know.
But that was literally how people used to like get through. Because when you travel, yeah, there was no social media and stuff. So I already expected a lot of like throwback stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then I hear this Bessie Simmons sample. And then Papi comes and he's giving me what? PK for Kwajis.
Yeah,
I almost
Kwajis.
Died. Mm-hmm. Because I remember TH for Kwajis. They had a song called Nanesi. It was a hit song. One of the groups.
Nanesi.
But one of them died or something. Like, anyway.
Wow.
But I just loved everything. The treatment. They
thank
actually
you.
Put
the dancers.
Put effort into the video to make it look like it was
their styling.
The styling.
The angles.
So I was looking up like, the director and everything. And well, for me, I didn't know the person.
Who directed it?
Oh, I forgot the name. You know, I did my research. I forgot the name. But the name wasn't one of these like Bob's direction or anything. So I was like, okay, whoever it is, like, kudos. Because you actually, even the transitions in the video, like, I remember those days when I used to watch Nane Champo and Daddy Lumba videos. Those ones they shot. That's exactly how they used to do it. Oh my goodness.
Because Loki, I like the beginning of the video, like that ad. I was like, wow, what's
the
this,
Rob
what is going
it was
on
the same.
Here?
Like,
is this a video I'm watching? Yeah, like, yeah, what is?
I loved it.
Google, what are you up to?
He was ushering us into the era. He was like, you guys need to like go through this before you come here.
I know.
It was amazing. So this brought this conversation. I've heard a lot of people say that, Joey's not a real artist. All he does is just take people's songs.
What?
No, a lot of people, because you know, Otole gets sampled.
Okay, with a sampling. Look,
I
have
like
an issue with how people have issues with sampling.
Yes,
hold on,
people
hold
need
on.
To be educated about
but
sampling.
But then you can't be listening to hip hop music and have a problem with sampling.
See, your
and how else are you supposed to? How else are you supposed to make sure that people's legacy of music
continues
to pass down
to
generations? You have to.
The only question we should be asking is if he's done the right thing in terms of, like, I don't know, reaching out to the person,
like royalty,
exactly,
or royalty, or whatever.
Yeah.
That's what we need to find out. But in terms of like sampling, come on,
by
a lot
means.
Of music out here that we like.
See, your favorite R&B song dropped in the 2010s is an old song from the 60s.
Yeah.
Thank
deal
you.
It, like,
yeah.
Really do deal with
thank
it.
You.
So, with this, Papi and Joey coming back together.
Love it.
I really love
I'm
it.
I'm so happy.
And
I want to give
I,
them, like, a community hug.
I want to ask what, like, if they are back,
mm-hmm.
what happens to the medical and Papi Kojo tape? Because it was supposed
they
to
was supposed to do a thing. Company? I don't want it.
Yeah. What?
I don't want it.
I feel like it's almost not a good idea.
Are you sure?
Not at this point. The way Papi and Joey are right
medical,
now.
I feel like medical, right? The way his material is, Papi Kojo, even if he puts out some good stuff, he might get swallowed up.
Yeah, you get overshadowed.
Because, true. You know, Papi came in always talking about, like, literally talking about thesis and stuff in his raps, but it was in fantasy, so nobody knew.
Mm-hmm.
But he, like, his persona, his style and everything is so, like, clean it's and swagger.
Polished.
Yeah, so it doesn't fit it. But then medical, even when he walks in the room, the way he walks, you know that, okay, medical comes to give you, like, hell.
Yeah. Don't you think, like, them being, like, polar opposites?
One record, we don't need a whole...
Yeah, I think we could deal with
No, but
one
it was
record.
More like an EP. I think six songs or seven songs.
One.
EP is supposed to be like 4 or 5, let maximum out, 6. Before you know it, it would be 10.
Let them put out a single and test
them. No, but wait, D-Crime exactly. Drop. D-Crime Drop.
Hey, don't even get me up to D-Crime. D-Crime tweeted, he was like, Flo Kingstone tweeted about
endorsed it.
Yo, my people, it. And then Slipper was like, oh my God, you really got. You got Flo Kingstone.
Look, I don't know the world in
D-Crime
which
is my friend.
I don't know the world in which D-Crime thinks that if we see an endorsement from Flo King, we'll be like, oh shit, I need to check this out. It's Flo King. What
was it called again? It was something like unexpected EP.
Like, who is
the album?
Let me tell you something. Like, even if Sarah Cordier, okay, even if Sarah Cordier was tweeting about D-Crime's unexpected album, child, I know.
So please get it right. Unexpected EP, the album.
What?
Yes, that's what it's called. That's what it's called.
Unexpected EP, the album.
Yes, that's what it's called.
Oh, good lord! You know, I've always like worried because D-Crime came out of the gates with their Valaleo. What was the song? Kill Me Shy.
Yes.
It was so good,
yeah.
And he kept putting out music, but then he just couldn't get
it. He missed one thing. He started an entire genre, trip hop.
It's not pop. And then I think his next hit after that was like 7 years later with Coco Sakura.
Seriously?
Oh yeah, that was a jam.
No,
that
when he came, like Kill Me Shy, he had about two, three features with people, but he actually had like three, four good songs.
Mention them.
See, I forget.
See, then they were not hits.
Wow,
because you remember hits.
Every song has to be a hit.
After Kill Me Shy, what was his hit? D-Crime.
Coco Sakura.
Exactly.
Oh, that was like 7 years
later. This is like 10 years.
If you can't remember it, then it was not a hit.
Okay. It was unexpected.
You can have this.
You know what? I think that just because, like, the same way, like, in America, whatever, a lot of artists are doing comebacks now, and we're actually giving them, we are giving them a chance. Mm-hmm. I will go and listen to the unexpected EP, the album. Just because... Even if, like, maybe the whole Ghana doesn't, like, take to it and there are some good songs, you know, I might want people to know, so I will help you guys out. I'll listen to it and, like, I'll let you know which ones you should listen
yeah.
to. But, like, D-Crime, really. I feel like you should have looked for a whole different strategy to market it than telling us that Flo
and
Kingstone
just drop
has
been it was actually a screen grab.
It was a screen grab.
It was a screen grab.
He could have, like, quoted it.
Wow.
Yes, he could have co-tweeted.
He took his time.
Because even the artwork for me and everything looked like, you know what? It looked like he was caught in a time period of when he was like really, really like.
It wasn't even caught in any type of.
D-Crime is.
He has new hair. He had like those, the braids, whatever. Yeah. And that's not even how we know D-Crime.
D-Crime was in the studio with his homies, lighting a spliff. They heard a couple of songs. They're like, oh, you need to come back. Like,
why must it be a spliff?
Yeah, of course. For him to drop that thing and act like he did as
no,
a favor.
That's not nice.
No, but to be fair, I get where he's coming from. Tic Tac has made a comeback. Think
with
about
Kiddy?
It. No, Tic Tac literally...
never really left. He's always like, he's always trying to be there.
He's always trying to be like, I'm not going to lie, drop a song or something.
No.
Which songs has he been dropping until recently? Tic Tac came back with old material by going to Kwame Uji, remixing one of his biggest hits. And in December, he was booked.
Yeah, he was booked.
If you're like Cocovelli and all of these people, you are buying out your sister and you're like, this bitch. How do we, like, really? We were all in a time period that has been swept under the rug. And this bitch is back out there. Okay, how do we do it now?
Look, trust me,
this year, Keiko Fosu, Cocovelli, Abiba.
But they had a
show. They were all come
they
back.
They had a show in Kumasi, though.
Who?
The people you mentioned.
They are at a show?
And
no, but you know, Kingo Fuso actually been working. He, yes. I know he's like...
Yeah, still, same with Tic Tac. Tic Tac was also working.
No, but like...
But
no,
do you know what
he's
changed?
He's back in there.
He's just Tic now.
He's just Tic. Aubrey's trying to make, like, jokes.
He went just
Tic. Was the Tic concert good?
I did. Who wouldn't? I didn't go
I saw it, the whole opening where he acted like he was like a boxer and he was like, yes, then they were like, and now already, oh, there's a whole video sponsored on Instagram. I didn't
hey, come on. He found me. Speaking of events, what were some of you guys' favorite events in December? Which ones did you go to? Okay, I'll give you a list of the ones that I sort of highlighted.
Okay.
Crusade, Girl Talk, Little Havana, Dirty Rave, Afrochella, The Throwback Hip Hop Party, Twist and Bloom. Because those are events on their own.
Well, true. Oh, you forgot Seraglio.
Oh, yeah, Seraglio. Yeah. Oh, let's talk about Seraglio. Because fuck all of you Abrochi people who decided to come here and what's it? And insult our Seraglio. Saying, so this is Seraglio. Fuck you. Go back to your fucking country.
Oh,
give me your fucking visa and don't
Sweetheart,
step back
don't
here
don't do
again.
That. It's the year
what are you
return.
Talking about?
Full circle.
No. The Seraglio, we go there and we have the fun that we want to have. It's nice and sweaty and it's messy.
This reminds me of...
If you don't like it, go back. Go and work McDonald's. Go and work at McDonald's.
Wow.
Go and make a McDonald's. And leave us the fuck alone.
Like, are we adding all this nonsense?
Yeah. We have to.
Okay.
But I remember, you know it was the same
else.
Way, like, we kind of like hype Purple Pop, and then the Aboriginal people came to Purple Pop for the first time. It was the same, like, 2-3 years ago. This was the same thing.
It always
thing.
Happens with Purple Pop.
There was
it always
a whole
happens.
Tweet
listen,
about Purple Pop being.
There is a way that we have fun. When you come here, do not expect all of the things to look like twists. Not everywhere is twists. Some are Purple Pop, some are Seraglio, some are Bloom. If you don't like it, go back home. Finish. Take your 5 connecting flights back to go and work at McDonald's.
I'm not even mad at that because me, I like a bargain, okay?
It's true.
I've flown 24 hours to somewhere that I could have gone for 5. I mean.
That's true. I've done that too.
But anyway, I feel like, listen, first of all, there are always going to be posers. There are always going to be elitists.
Clout
people.
Chasers.
Yes. And sometimes, you have to understand, on social media, everybody does things for clout. Oh, no, okay, I won't say everybody, but most people are over there doing something for clout. The person called Seraglio a junkyard, it is a yard.
Well, there
sort.
Was an actual tweet like that.
Oh, yes.
I did not
they
think
were like,
that.
Park. Is it
Seraglio
just a junkyard or
it's
something?
It's a green space.
Whatever. But
a
anyway.
Green space.
It's green, it has grass, it's a space.
Back to the event. So me,
yeah.
I went to the Crusade.
That was Crusade. I was at Rowan Hill, thank you very much, getting my whole life. Sorry, guys.
Things. Crusade, okay, so I went to Crusade. I went in the evening. I really didn't believe that whole 2 p.m. thing was going to be something feasible.
Yeah.
So I went in the evening. And again, this is my thing. I went to Crusade 1. I had a great time at Crusade 1. There were a lot of technical challenges, but I had a great time at Crusade 1. I didn't go to Crusade 2.
The one where you rained for there, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I didn't go to Crusade. And that was when they had the mosh pit for the first time, and I literally, like, ran away here. Mm-hmm. But this is my thing. When you are, like, headlining or the show is for you,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you really need to limit the number of people you bring on as guests to open for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you are doing... If it's different. Like, for example, with Dirty Rave, it's the Dirty Rave hosted by...
Mr. Easy.
Hosted. So he's bringing people to come and perform. That's fine. But like every...
Crusade is supposed to be yours.
Yeah. And so I went there. I know they performed before I got there.
Mm-hmm.
But with like between the time they performed and then the time they performed again. Oh my goodness. Was so many people. And yes, I like the songs. Of, like the people who came. The guy who did da-da-i-da-da. I literally...
Yeah, Kwamina MP.
I literally didn't know who that was until that. So yeah. And all the songs
Wait,
that
did
they
you
came,
like his performance?
Oh yes!
Yeah.
He came on it was
yeah,
so, like
yeah.
Honestly, all the people that I didn't know, I liked their performances. I'm not even mad about that. It was
well,
great.
Well, they supposed to start in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Because they put out the
My problem was that I came there for Lamin. Especially doing some of the links and stuff, and they had too many people. So when they came on, do you know what happens? That I found out Crystal Park actually shuts down at midnight.
Oh yeah,
and
they don't play.
They don't play. So these people, they had all these people, Kwesi Arthur and things come through. Joey B can promise, which was fine. Then when it was like 11:30, 11:40, they had to rush through because around that time they even hadn't. In fact, Kim Promise came on like around 11:40. And so Ivy was like rushing people. And then I didn't get to hear Wilson. I was so pissed.
Oh!
Then, yes! So if they disconnected,
I think BS didn't even do Bobby.
Look, they didn't do a lot of things. So they disconnected the sound. Wow. And then Kid Black had to do Wusso, like just raw, and then everybody was clapping just to do, because they had to rush. Yeah. So if it's your show and you know you're supposed to close at 12, arrange it so that, like, you know, you can do the full whatever they have to do. Yeah, the guests are fine, but manage it. That was my experience. But overall, I thought it was very successful. The place was packed.
Of course.
They had a shooting range. Mm-hmm. I heard they had hair dye.
Yeah.
And look, the fact that...
Shout out to LVL, or is it Level?
Are they the ones with hair dye?
No. They're the ones who had food and drinks. Jason's thingy thing.
There's so many people.
I don't know. I heard, like, his Godzilla drinks or whatever, like, knock people out. Love him. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, I mean, the fact that was the only, like, main show that I went to, and I was able to see R2B's Joey B, Kim Promise, Christy Arthur.
That's a steal. For how much?
It was a steal.
Was it 30 CDs or something?
You could go to Sandbox and pay $250.
That's all this Christmas. That's the only thing I went to, and I saw all of them, so I was like, I'm good.
Yeah, I can't stay by a plan.
And then
that's
I just did Sarali and Bloom. So, yeah, I didn't go to any of the other events.
That's it.
So, I think with Afrochella...
Wait, before we get to Afrochella. Okay. So I went to Girl Talk for the first time. I snuck in the back. I was getting drunk and whatever. It was a great time. Got to say a special shout out to Ifia, because honestly, that was one of the best, most organized concerts that I've been to. Because, like, literally everything was running, like, back to back. There was no breaks. There was no nothing. It was, like, quick changes. As soon as she comes off, like, the next artist that
Beyonce said, Dina.
Exactly.
This is what we're going to. This is the direction we're taking.
Beyonce.
Before you go on, I just want to say, Denzel, fuck you. This is the third year that you've told me you're going to get me to Girl Talk that you didn't get me to Girl Talk, so fuck.
He left me at home too. I had to manage my own way inside. Can you imagine? Meanwhile, he was out there wearing Tiwa Savage t-shirts. I see you. But yeah, it was really smooth. Sister Derby had a great performance. Sister Fia actually had a really good performance. Joy's Blessing.
Was any Nigerian on the bill?
Not that I can recall, no. But yeah, outfits and everything killer. So Girl Talk, loved it. Little Havana, did anybody go?
I did not go. I do not party. I saw the videos.
The stampede? I was inside.
I loved when. I have a thing about
traveling. Did you lose your shoes?
Out of a crowd to go
and party on purpose. It was worth it.
I didn't go.
This was the one event that I actually had to physically.
I saw you.
Yeah, I was jumping all over the place. Mm.
Mm. So what was the whole thing about the gate? I want to understand that.
So
video.
What had happened was, because I was there.
2 seconds.
So we were all at that, like, because there was two. They were smart enough to have two gates. So there's the first gate or whatever. If you have tags, you can go straight through. Mm-hmm. If you're still waiting to buy one, then you have to wait. So a whole bunch of people are outside and trying to get in. And there was only two bouncers on the other side of the gate. So people are trying to push and shove, like, oh, I have tags, or I need to buy a ticket, whatever. Then some people just decided to rush and, like, knocked the gate open. So then there was a whole stampede of people just, like, running inside. Mm-hmm. Only to find out that you run for, like, 2 meters and there's another gate there. So if you don't have tag, forget it. But either way, I got inside. Uh-huh. This is the one event that I actually physically bought a ticket for at, like, as you know, like, double the price or whatever, mm-hmm. and I had the time of my life, and I'm so glad that I went.
Oh, you really planned on going?
Yeah. Because I hadn't really planned. It was because, like, all my friends were going, whatever, so I was like, okay, fine. Like, I've been, you know, meaning to check out Little Havana, and I had such a great time. The music for me wasn't,
this was the
third, like,
one, right?
Yeah, this was the third one. The music for me wasn't, like, on point, and I felt bad for Jules because, like, the sound kind of was, like, shaky and went off when he was playing, but otherwise it was a great time, sensational event. Dirty Rave.
I didn't go.
Dirty Rave was a great time. Loved the setup and everything. Loved that Mr. Easy brought out, like, everybody. And
he
also
always does.
And also I arrived at Dirty Rave with Naomi Campbell because, you know, we were just casually chilling with Naomi Campbell. Do you have a tag? No, I don't have a tag because I'm with Naomi. That's
okay.
Me. Hi.
Yes. I saw her.
We really don't exist, Kwame. We really don't exist.
I mean...
No. I was with Naomi that night. And the night after, on New Year's, with Naomi Campbell. Yes, supermodel. Wow. Yes, it was me. Yes, hi. Afrochella.
Yes, Afrochella.
So that's the one event that I actually regret not going to. Because I think, honestly, me this Christmas, I was just like, you know, I'm not going to try and do any show.
Yeah.
So after Crusade, I was like, let me just save my coins. Mm-hmm. But I was at home and I was like, oh, shit. I should have gone to Afrochella. I liked the way it was. At first, I was very afraid about the LWAC thing. I really wasn't. No, I was
as well. I wasn't sure it was going to work out.
I thought security reasons. They were streaming on the TV too. I was like, that's more reason why people won't go. But now that I think, in hindsight, I feel like that's their marketing strategy to get people to come again.
Exactly.
Down, not even just Ghanaians. So first, I was like, no. But I was at home and I was like, shit, I should have gone.
It was a great time. Shout out to them for bringing Daddy Lumba out. Because I know he's incredibly difficult to get. Because he's had like health issues.
But I bet you they've been working on it since like last year, January.
Oh, yeah. And shout out to BZ Darko. For stage visuals. My girl did a great job.
Did she work on the set design for the stage?
No, she did the visuals that you saw.
I saw your snap where BS was performing. You had to actually stop and like record the visuals because he was like,
No, I feel like Afrochella was really beautifully organized.
Exactly. It was.
Let me tell you something. They have something on their hands because people who went to Afrochella, you know how like everywhere you go in Accra, you see the same people and everything.
Yeah.
People went to Afrochella and were like, okay, the people that were there were completely different.
It's true.
All of them were like diaspora.
Very much.
And so I feel like these people have like actually done African Coachella or Lollapalooza, something like that. Because I feel like, especially this year being the year of return, we're going to have so many people coming back.
Yeah.
And even with their promo, look at the first video they put out after the event.
Exactly.
The hammer, the spray. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like this year, Afrochella might be like a 3-day event.
That's what I was thinking. After I saw the setup,
like Saturday and Sunday,
the way these people are going, the direction they are going, if this thing becomes so big, one day is not going to be enough. It's going to have to be split, and they're going to have to get literally every single African act that they can think of and split, so that now they can put Burna Boy in large font.
Even I was by the where we were by the stage side by where the VIP was, and then when you looked at the barricade behind you of the regular people and whatever, it was massive.
Yeah,
like the turnout was amazing, and I think they put on a really good show.
I noticed one thing about the show though.
I don't know if it was just me, but you see with all the performances, everybody was really dope. Like from Stone Boy to Daddy Lumba, to even Kwesi Arthur closed it and he really killed.
Yeah,
but I felt like they missed something. And so I was thinking, I'm like, they really didn't have like a Nigerian major act on there, if I'm not mistaken.
And what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that. No, it's just a personal thing. So I was like, has it gotten to the point whereby if I don't see like a major Nigerian on the bill, then the show is not complete or what?
I get what you mean. Yeah. But I was glad that
I feel like we've had so much music from Ghana now that we can actually have shows. Like, there's no
number.
We can actually have shows
with our own.
There
artists.
Was a time when, like, it was always the Nigerian acts and then our one or two acts, but now we are at a place where we can decide.
Headliner was Daddy Lumba.
We really can, but do you know, like, at this point, we even use Nigerian acts as like a selling point for shows,
exactly. And this time, this is the one show that you didn't need it. December showed you that you didn't need a Nigerian act to come and be like, oh, okay, this is the concert that everybody should go to.
But many people went to Jay Shaw's because of Burna Boy.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah,
besides
of course,
that,
because he was going to be there. But like, if you look at it, like BIM Nation, Sark Nation, Shut Up, like all the shows were almost like Ghanaian musicians centered.
Yeah.
But nobody said a thing about Rapaholic. What do you have against Sarkodie?
I arrived and I left.
Okay. Do you guys remember? Last year.
Like, I didn't even get to see the show.
I said Sarkodie was bigger than Conference Center.
Aubrey, I'm going to say this. I feel...
Do you want him to go to the stadium? Is that what you want?
I feel...
Sarkodie could do it.
Okay. No, Sarkodie can do it, but look, there's a lot of logistics involved. And I feel Sarkodie, in as much as he's grown big and he has the families or whatever, I think that he just likes to play safe.
Exactly.
Because when you're doing business, right, I think that sometimes it's not always that you take big risks. He would do that if it was like S concerts and those kind of things, and it's like in conjunction with other people, they would do stadium. Exactly. But with Rapaholic, he always wants to stay safe.
Personal.
That being said, based on the tweets that I saw and the reviews, I feel like he needs to consider a different venue. Because even the videos I saw, everybody was fanning
themselves. It was terrible.
And what kind of experience do you want
to
sell
terrible.
People?
No, because, but that's not his fault. That's the venue.
Yeah, but then like, Kwame, you have to think about the experience that people are going to get when they come to your show.
I guess so, yeah.
Because
the same way you left upon arriving. I know a couple of other people in the media.
No, it's not.
Media
passes,
so
they
were not allowed
and I've
to
seen
enter.
Tweets. They were like, they couldn't
oh,
stand
wow.
the heat.
Yeah, they were
stuff.
Not allowed to
they
enter.
They left. There are people, I mean, aside not being allowed, there are people who were like, I couldn't stand the heat, of course, because he also came late to perform. Like I said, they always put all these people ahead of it. So I just feel like, aside...
I hate it when people do that and drag the show.
They always do it. Me, that's my thing. Why? I don't want to I'll give this example, but I don't want people to come and be like, oh, why are you comparing to that? I went to see Beyonce, And the time. No, let me just say. I want to say
look,
this,
look
guys.
At
I
just existing.
No, 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 no. Because I okay. feel like we can do it
because
here. I feel like we can do it here.
Because
the show started at 7. Between 7 and 8, she had four, Chloe and Haley, some other rapper girl, and then a DJ set.
Yes.
She comes on stage. Wait, 7 to 8? No, sorry. It was 8 to 9. She comes on stage at 9. Mm-hmm. 2 hours, the mm-hmm. show was done.
We, like a fear?
It was that we left like what? 11?
Super Gingham.
Why must I go to a show that says it starts at 7 and I'll be at the show at 3 a.m. or 2 a.m. before the main
you know what,
headliner is now coming out?
They need you to buy a Baltic bottle for 10 TVs. So.
No.
I don't mean to bring like a fear into this again, obviously, because like favoritism.
No, bring
but
her in. If she's
I
doing
literally,
something right.
literally, what I enjoyed about Girl Talk is when you arrived. And obviously, like, the crowd couldn't see. Every single artist that was supposed to perform, whether in between or with her, was already at the venue, sitting there dressed
exactly.
and ready.
Exactly.
And ready.
That's how it's
regardless
done.
Of whatever time the show started, if it was supposed to start at, like, they say, okay, doors open at 6, show is supposed to start at 7. You know Ghanaian time, if it started at, like, 8 or 9. As soon as that show started, the
everything.
Running time that it was supposed to have is exactly what it had.
Mm. Yeah.
Anytime, like, that's why I said, anytime she came off stage and somebody was supposed to go on, they were ready and on, and it closed and finished. Within an
yeah.
hour and a half, the show was done.
You're supposed
pack up,
to sell an
good
experience.
Night.
Me, that's my thing. Your music is good, but you're supposed to sell an experience. And if I'm going to sit down for 30, 45 minutes of with nothing,
and pay your hard-earned money, take your time,
sense.
Do
so
your shutters, pay your
I
Uber
wasn't
and everything.
There, but from all the reviews I've seen about the shows that were organized this Christmas,
yeah,
I feel like Manifestivities.
Manifestivities.
Like,
oh, it was
it.
Great.
Yeah.
It was great.
I saw good things about Manifestivities.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
the Stone Boy show. Those
yeah.
two,
yeah.
I heard,
I'll give it to them.
Were well done.
Mm.
But that's my thing. I'll say it again. Like this year being the year of return, if all the shows, let us try to give people a great overall experience. Don't just think about, oh, me, when I get on stage, the 10 minutes or 20 minutes I'll be there, it will be good. What about the
and
in-between?
And do rehearsals.
What about the in-between?
Do rehearsals.
And stop selling more tickets than the venue capacity.
Thank you.
I heard about Little Havana.
Yeah.
But I saw the tweet where people went and then they said that they bought a table and they didn't have the table because it was fully booked. And then they told them to bring back their bands and then they returned them and they asked them to leave.
Really?
Are you serious?
Oh, was
I
on Twitter.
I didn't hear that.
And the fire service needs to
but there was a lot of
job,
Cubanas
like,
that were still like available if you
really?
Wanted to get one.
Yeah,
well, because there are people
know,
who came late and then,
was,
yeah.
But anyway, that's the thing. It seems like people are always selling more than...
Me, I say, you know what? Denzel said this. It's actually not even me who said this. Sometimes Ghanaians can be too difficult. If you want to have a good time, you can. You don't have to wait for somebody to come and ginger you, the
oh,
music
yeah,
to be right.
Yeah.
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 You don't have to wait for
yeah.
people to be jamming before you go and jam
it's
somewhere.
It's a state of mind.
If you want
I
to
see
jam,
people go
you
to
can't.
Shows and already from the beginning, now they're already upset. Like me, if I go to a show and there are things going wrong, I will understand what it is that, okay, fine, things are going wrong. But if I have, today I'm going to have fun. I will
have
fun.
To.
But I'll finish and come and give you my review.
Exactly.
There are people who go to shows, they're already angry. They just
why
waiting
would you
for...
go to a show angry? Like...
And, oh, yeah, and they're waiting for something to go wrong so they can just, like, you know.
Yeah, and then they'll stay angry the whole time and then they'll
yeah.
go and make
so
noise
just
and
stay
everything.
Home, guys. Just stay home. It's not that deep.
Hmm. Anyway, yeah. So now that we're in 2019, shall we talk about some highlights of 2018? What were some of your highlights
Baby.
In music?
Tokyo!
Tokyo?
Let
Tokyo,
me tell you
really?
Something.
Tokyo?
Yes, Tokyo.
Like King Thomas and Wiz?
Yes,
Tokyo.
That was one of my highlights.
Honest,
let me tell you.
Really?
You
I love King. You know I love you. And Wiz,
like
I love you.
Too. And you know
no.
I like the song. When
I don't
first,
mind the song,
when I
but
first
no.
saw it, I was like, what the fuck? I was like,
wait, is it the video
promise.
Or the song itself?
Okay, no,
look,
the video
of course
is,
not the video.
Is, come on.
Okay, the, so
the
song
the feature,
about.
First of all, the feature, I was like, oh my goodness, Whiskey and King Promise.
Wow.
Then I listened to it, I was like, oh my goodness, composition. Like, it was great. Oh, you people.
It's not that.
It was great to me. My highlight, one of my highlights, not the main one, but one
okay.
of my highlights musically was that song. I was like, wow.
Really?
Think about it. Kim Promise went to VGMAs. They paid him dust. He doesn't really
and he's
like,
psych, I got Wizkid, bitches.
You know, I just be like, it was worth
it. I mean, I'm
the,
happy for
you know?
Him and it was a great collaboration, but for me, it's not like, it's a cute girl, but it's not the girl.
Yeah, it really isn't.
Yeah.
I don't know what you guys are talking about, but give Tokyo her thing.
But I feel like Tokyo is a grower.
And it still hasn't grown on me.
Yeah,
yet.
So you need to, maybe you've not got into that setting.
Because for me,
it
sounded like a King Promise song. It didn't surprise me.
Look, musically. I don't even hear King Promise on the song. I'm not lying to you.
What?
Yeah, I'm just hearing Wizkid on the song.
I feel like I don't like. I feel like I don't hear Wizkid on the song. That's what I
hear.
Like.
Wizkid. It's like for me with R2B's and Wizkid and Super, I hear Wizkid. Like
still remember that song? Okay.
Oh, I love. I can never tell. Initially, when it came out, I wasn't like the biggest fan. I was like, okay, it's
nice and
okay.
Super's about
it grew
on you. Yeah, so Tokyo could also grow on you.
No, because when I don't feel to Tokyo, the way you hype Tokyo, I don't even realize when Wizkid starts singing versus when Kim. Like it's the one of those. Unless you're watching the video, I don't really realize when.
No, I hear Wizkid more on like throughout the song. I hear Wizkid more.
Okay, those are one of my highlights.
I feel like last year, I'm going to say it again. I'm not dick riding, but like last year, Ayat really did it for me. Especially with
Come on! The come song on! Give him his thing! Yes!
See, I talked before and I'm saying it again. If that guy doesn't get like video of the year, we all know he might not get it, but yeah, we should understand why it is like that. Because he really gave us like the best video last year.
No, we shouldn't understand why it's like that.
Yeah,
no,
we should not.
We shouldn't. But we because will. He honestly, and he's one of the hardest working artists, not even like Alte or whatever it is, like whether it's mainstream or whatever it is, he literally is one of the hardest working artists in Ghana.
Yeah,
in terms of like promoting his stuff. Yes. Oh, I love it. I love it. Let him continue. Yeah,
Rihanna started that way.
She started with
Shade.
Ah, wow.
Robin of 2007, 2006.
Yeah, that's true.
Babe, Twitter was always like coming for you.
That's true. Wow. That's true.
But oh, great. Another highlight was Cena Soul's video.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
It's come to me.
Shout out to all of you.
You know when she performed
that? And Kobe as well.
When she performed that Afrochella.
Yeah.
I really thought we were in the studio.
No, but that's the thing.
She gave us
Cena
the vocals.
Cena will give you studio vocals. Like, they are the same. Cena
and
is,
shout out to her also for her growth vocally. Huh? And, like, with stage presence and stuff. Because, you know, she used to be very shy in the corner, whatever.
That
she didn't really used
started.
To perform. But and now, Cena is really trying. Yeah, I will give it to her.
I was like, what in the name of Gamashi Lemonade? I was like, what?
Gamashi Lemonade!
No, it's Gamashi Lemonade! When that woman started speaking and the video was running, I was like, oh my goodness. No. That video was one of the highlights.
Everything.
It was.
Absolutely.
It was.
Honestly,
that Jana Jackson homage, the hair.
Yes.
Jesus. I could not breathe. I was cussing Jean out in my house because I'm like, bitch, you could have told me. You could have prepared me. I was just like, fuck.
Yeah.
It was so good. That was one of my highlights. Whoa!
See, we need to start getting like video snippets or something so people can see Joseph.
One of my personal highlights was definitely Kwesi Arthur being nominated for a BET Award.
That was literally last year.
Yeah. Because what I loved about it was just like, again, Kwesi Arthur with the story of coming from literally nothing to the BET stage was mind-blowing.
I like
for
that.
For any creative that is like out here trying to do things, to see that you can get to those levels in this, now 2019 that we live in, and to see the way, like, you know, Ghanaians, we like to pit ourselves against each other. We're always dragging each other. But to see the way that
everybody united. Was like, vote for him.
Everybody
was
great.
Yeah.
Was absolutely beautiful to watch. Yeah. That was definitely like highlight of 2018 for me. Yeah. After that, I was just like, that. I can do anything. Yeah. Thank you, Kwesi. Love you.
Kwesi really did it last year. No, it was Ayat. Kuda.
Oh, you said Ayat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that all? I mean...
Who again did it for me last year?
Oh, and Sister Derby for me as well with Kakalika Love.
No.
Yes.
No,
yes. I will give the girl her thing.
Okay.
Let me tell you why.
Since we are talking about stuff like that we really liked last year, one thing I really don't like last year with the entire like publicity from medical and those people. Like,
because
it's terrible.
He was being trashy.
Sweetie, let me
he
tell you something.
He was being very
about making lemonade out of lemons.
No. And that's what there's
ways you can do it.
Love. Thank you very much.
How to do it was Kakalika Love.
Thank you.
Bae put out a song and she said, every week I'm giving out 1,000 CDs to the most creative video until December. That's it. She didn't come out and like...
No, not Deborah. I'm fine with Deborah.
Okay.
It's medical that I have issues
especially
with.
For a song that when she first released it, people were trashing and everything. And then she flipped it around and made it one of the hottest songs of December.
Oh, no, but the song
and
not
performed
pop.
Almost...
No. Let's not do this.
Hey.
The fact that the song be popular no means it pop.
For me, pop.
Because I'm Kakalika.
I was throwing this ass back throughout December to Kakalika Love with pride.
Of course.
Yes.
That song really isn't it.
I was waiting for a roach to walk into my house just to jam with it, to Shaku and Zaku with a roach in my house. I was waiting.
I'm sure for a fact, you might not even need pesticides or anything. Play that song to cockroaches and they'll die.
Wow, you ain't fucking shit.
So disgusting. But anyway, another highlight was the burial of Kojo.
I have not seen that movie yet.
I saw the movie.
It needs to be on Netflix or something.
No, but he says I think there's an official release this year. But it's because he's shopping around for awards and stuff, so he hasn't really. But woo, let me tell you guys, that is such a visual journey. Mm-hmm. The story is great. Like, he explores supernatural or whatever, but like the visuals.
I can imagine.
Every frame could be a photo or like a like. It was so great visually. And I think the most striking thing about the whole process or whatever was, like, after the movie, we had a discussion in the cinema with him.
Okay.
And he was talking about how, you know, for people, for blacks or whatever, living abroad in America and stuff like that, you realize that it's always difficult for them to understand us because we don't have enough out there that explains how we are.
Uh-huh.
But everything that we watch, like, we know about Santa Claus and, like, snow and all of these culture, whatever, because we watch a lot of American films. And that just gingered me to keep creating and like create things that represent us more.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I feel like that whole experience, not just the movie, but the conversation, everything, was one of my highlights because it just validated me as a creative, creating things for us.
Yeah.
And by us, mm-hmm. and also like showed you that everything is possible for us. Like right now, there's no reason why you should be putting out subpar stuff.
Yep,
everything's possible for us.
Mm. Especially when you're chilling with Naomi Campbell.
Okay,
we are really going to have this the entire year.
That's one of
I am prepared.
Oh yeah, you're not going to hear the end of it.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, I'm a Caroline Snap.
I'm Caroline.
My tweet. This tweet is
shout out to Mama Caro.
Hey.
Hey, then, this season has really gone foul.
Any more highlights of 2018?
I can't remember. Oh, well, I mean, 2018, we lost Ebony.
Mm.
Hey,
it's almost a year.
It was February. And it was Kwame who called me. I was so... My God, I was sleeping. Kwame called me. Oh, God. Okay.
No, but last year, I feel like two guys I really checked out last year that really tried for me. Young Pabi. And Says the Truth. I don't mm-hmm. know if you guys know.
I know them. I've interviewed
So Says dropped his tape last year. Mm-hmm. And since then, like, he put in work. So, like, mm-hmm. I expect him to do more this year, too.
Okay.
Oh, I saw Adekunle live last year. Adekunle Gold. I saw him
last year. I missed that show. They were going.
It was the best thing.
It came at, like, the end. I was crying.
Around September or something.
I think so.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. Ifeah set was great. Amare set was great. Oh, yeah. That was a great
Did they turn up the mic? Love you, Amare. You know what, too.
You ain't shit. Okay.
Spending all this moolah. Oh, no. I've said that Amare snaps. On her features lately, she's been snapping and she knows I'm a fan. But yeah, I'm still making fun of you.
That rapid
fire. Hey. Hey,
that rapid!
Oh my God, Santi! Oh my God!
Did you see that performance?
What a song.
Yes.
Oh my How was
God.
It?
I was so shocked. I really, you know, when I listen to Rapid Fire,
yeah.
It seemed like a chill song.
It isn't.
Oh no! You're listening wrong team. You are listening.
It like
okay,
a chill song. I have never listened to it the same as a Crusade. Everybody was like,
Jesus Christ!
See, at what was it?
Like, what
it wasn't Native
on?
Land. When
yes.
you performed it twice?
Yeah. I was like, what is going on? This song is like a chill song. What are you
no,
doing?
No.
Everybody was
Rapid
like...
Rapid Fire. Look
boy.
At the title.
No.
Rapid
no,
Fire.
No, but the thing is like, if you listen to it in your own bedroom...
I die. When I listen to it on my own, I die and I wake up again like three more times.
Things like Crusade.
No, but when you first listen to it, it sounds like it's a very chill...
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But the way people responded to it at Crusade, I was like, wow, sir. It's like...
Oh, speaking... If we're going to cross over to Nigerian side... Also, shout out to Odunsi for giving me one of the best
divine.
Albums of 2018.
Okay.
Rare.
Sorry. Oh, I said divine.
Divine.
Rare.
Wow.
Rare was really like, oh. And I found out, so he was telling me that like the inspiration for the cover.
Yeah.
Guess where it's from?
Where?
Hose.
You're lying! Man!
I am telling you.
Live, work, post.
So, you know, first of all, he was trying to do the whole, like, I know, retro like, 80s, 90s vibe.
Yeah.
But he was also watching Pose around that time.
I love what Jesse plays his part.
It was all part of his inspiration. And so you realize it. You see, like, in the, like, the glitter and stuff.
Yes!
I remember!
Yes!
You know,
I thought it was just, like, 70s disco.
When he told me Pose, like, I just remember screaming in my head. I was like, wow. Pose on FX? Come on.
Wow.
Yeah,
for Dunsey has a tour in London, right?
Yeah,
exactly.
Apparently,
I'm
think
so excited.
It should have started by now or something.
I heard Inside Tea that him and Santi might be coming back for their own little thing to say. Like to do their own show. Yeah, yeah. I really, really
I would
so.
Really.
Because
be
I missed both of them.
Because I feel like then we can see the crowd a little bit. So that's really, really like the ulti crowd that goes.
Exactly.
And then we can have like a whole. Because I felt like after Rapid Fire and some of the songs, like the crowd wasn't as responsive as they should have been to some of their other songs. Because probably it was like.
That is
yeah,
very true.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
is very, very
after they
true.
Did like their like maybe big songs,
yeah.
they realized they were not really, you know. And so if they did their own show exclusively, then the
oh,
like,
yeah,
ulti boys and girls. We'll be
oh, me and me, I've decided that we're also going to call our scene here Alte.
We
yes,
should.
And I've had...
I feel like there's nothing wrong with, like, divided...
Thank
like,
you. Because if Alte is from, like, alternative and whatever and whatever, and they've sitting there and made in Nigeria and it's Alte, I think ours should be spelled A-L-T-3.
Alte.
Thank you. Alte. That's what we is.
Altree.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and my last highlight for 2018 definitely is Greetings from Abroad. Joey B, thank you so very much. Papi Kojo, thank you so very much. I'm so happy that the two of you are back together again, and you look so sweet, so smooth.
I'm very happy, but
and
Joey,
I love it.
That,
Joey B could literally sit on my face, and I would not be mad.
Really?
I would not be mad.
Album?
Greetings from your true.
Ah, you know, we had an entire different conversation while Kwame was being filthy on the
side. I just caught on to
my
that.
Face,
and I would not be. Both of them!
Else you're
going
to jail! Period!
Wow. And that's it to you guys in the next episode.
This really just happened.
Altree.
Oh my god, I'm dying.
Like what you hear. Subscribe, comment, and share using the hashtag Plantain Chips Podcast.
Perfume no motor na me pay amba.